Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a question for you. You know, I want to start out here with a quote from George Washington that I love to give so much. And that's, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And I ask you, have you lost your patience yet? Now, I know I've asked this before, but I want to keep putting this in front of you because you are so important right now. And I'm hoping that today we will come across some things here that will show you just how important you are going to be in this next administration. So what should we the people do to gain back our power, or do you think it's too late? Well, perhaps some of the things we've lost are lost forever, but I refuse to believe that all is lost. I see glimpses of hope, yet I see an ugly storm hovering. But the only one I see who can squelch the storm is you, me, we the people. It's obvious the political pundits intend to continue their rhetoric and attack on Donald Trump. Is that who they're really attacking? Or is it your liberty? I've always wondered why the word liberal and liberty always sound so much alike, yet they are complete opposites in what they try to accomplish. Despicable, dastardly Democrat deeds are now fingers pointing at the Russians, which I personally do not buy, but that really is of little significance. Cyber warfare and spying and James Bond types, they're not going to go away ever. The U.S. is guilty as well. We haven't been caught. We have the cartel shooting our federal agents on the border, but we're going to punish the Russians for tattling on the DNC. Despicable, dastardly deeds. We've allowed the media to get completely out of hand and in bed with the politicians. They are no longer instruments of liberty for the people. News is now fake, or it's manipulated. We tell you that what we want you to know, and we'll bring our agenda to the forefront and hide the details of truth, which kind of get in the way of their agenda. Never mind what actually works or is logical. I like this better because it sounds better. That's kind of a paraphrased quote from Thomas Sowell. Attacks on our races, attacks on our police, attacks on American voters, attacks on our way of life, attacks on economy, on our homes, our liberty, our sovereignty. Write this down. 202-224-3121. Keep that number handy. Get involved, stay in tune, and keep your memory sharp. Don't let the politicians and the media confuse you with their half-truths. No way. Fake news. There is no real reason to hate Donald Trump. Yet, it will not end. But the hate isn't about Donald Trump. The hate is about liberty. It's about you, the voter. You took a chance, turned your back on an establishment, and in the face of the mainstream media, voted in a non-politician, totally and politically incorrect. Will you continue in your face attitude? It's time to lose our patience and take back our liberty. Do you agree with that, that we need to lose our patience and bring back our liberty? I believe we can do it, but I believe it has to be we the people. There are things in the news right now that we're dealing with. And I'm going to share some happy news. You know, I read last week where they're trying to get Hillary Clinton to run for mayor of New York. But then I saw an article today that says, and I think this is a win, this is what I want to hold on to. I'm wondering why New York would ever elect her, especially with what they've got right now. You'd think they would try to go another direction. But this is coming from a Clinton aide, says Hillary will never run for anything again. And I hope that that's true. I hope that we have kind of gotten rid of the Clinton cartel. I don't believe we really have, but she wasn't well enough to really run for president, and that was obvious. So let's hope that she's not going to run for anything again. However, we see so many things in the news right now that, well, we just have to kind of wonder about. And one of the things that we have been seeing is the turning against our police officers. The hate toward the police officer. Now, there are good guys and bad guys in all occupations. But on the whole, in the general, they are not the bad guys. They are there to help you, to serve and protect. But the Baltimore is in a crisis now, big surprise, due to the officer shortage after months of anti-police policies. You remember what happened in Baltimore. Well, would you want to be a policeman? I wouldn't. Of course, it's not really in me anyway. I have family that's in that occupation. I have friends who have family that are in that occupation. I have friends who are in that occupation. And we need to keep them in our prayers. But I'll bet you they're not encouraging their kids to do that. Not right now. When did we become a nation so full of hate? The media has blown things out of proportion. The things that Donald Trump has said, you cannot get any of them to believe that he is not a racist. They will take snippets of things that he said and stay on it, and stay on it, and stay on it, and ignore everything else. The media is not going to let up. And that's where you come in. Because your dollars support the media. You support them by supporting their advertisers, by watching them. Are you going to continue to do that? We're going into a break. I want to talk about that a little bit. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. As you can tell, I am getting better. I've been pretty sick here in the last couple of weeks. And actually, I've been fighting this since Thanksgiving. I had some grandchildren share it with me, and I think Beth let herself get run down and let it get the best of her. And we're going to give her a good fight here, and we're going to come back. Well, the media is not going to let up, and we are going to see some pretty ugly stuff coming up in this next, well, I don't know how long it's going to last, but probably as long as Donald Trump is president. So, before I go to this article, I'm going to go, I've got Jerry from Texas has something to say today. Jerry, how are you today?
No, this is Gary.
Oh, Gary. Oh, I'm part.
I wanted to talk about two things. Well, the first thing is, the media is making a big deal about what Meryl Streep said at the Golden Globe Awards.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
I tell you something. The self-important, self-centered, self-absorbed arrogance of these these people in Hollywood. I mean, these are people that are getting paid to pretend they're not somebody else. And they're getting paid exorbitant prices just to pretend. I mean, people call it acting. But they're basically just pretending they're somebody they're not. You know, and their arrogance is just so juvenile.
I saw some of the tweets on that. I don't watch award shows.
Well, I don't either, but I was watching it on Fox News there, how they were talking about it.
Okay. And they were talking about what she did, I guess. She went after Donald Trump for that, going back to where he supposedly made fun of a handicapped reporter and a disabled reporter, but totally ignored the things that Hillary Clinton had called children with Down syndrome. And, you know, it is so one-sided. I know that Meryl Streep, she has a sister, I believe, with some mental disabilities. And I think that I'm correct on that. There's one of those ladies that does anyway, and that's one of her missions in life. So it hits her personally. So I'm going to cut her a little slack there. But well, I am with you. I am so tired of them telling us how to live our lives, how to be better people when they can't keep their act together. And you know, really, they're better when somebody else writes their own lines for them.
Another thing I want to talk about, and you just did it again. You said you're getting tired, and then later and earlier you said, "Are we losing our patience?" You know, I really don't think we should base some of our opinions on what we feel, what we think. I think that's wrong, because then we make it about ourselves. And that's what the liberal media, liberal Hollywood do. We should base it on what's right and what's wrong. Because if you make it about yourself, then that's not good. That's not good. We should base it on, is this right or is this wrong? Is this constitutional or is this progressive? And that's what I think, you know, I mean, one person that has gotten really over on, I mean, I listen to Alex Jones, and he's all I'm getting tired of this, I'm getting tired. And I always want to say to him, it's not about you, Alex, it's about what's right or what's wrong. And that's what I think we should start thinking about.
Well, you know, and CSC Talk Radio is different than any other talk show because we are the voice of the people. I allow you to call. I allow you to give your opinion. And we, the people, when I say we, I'm getting tired, I mean we should be getting tired of this. We should lose our patience with the media and with the politicians. And I'm talking about the Democrats and the Republicans. Look what the Republicans tried here last week, opening up. You know, they're going to attack something that was, you know, not necessary. And Donald Trump went at him and said, really, that's what you're going to do, really, seriously? And they kind of got a little spanking and they stopped it for that time. But that is not going to end, and it is up to us. I have an article here, Gary. That was what I was getting ready to talk about. Spicer will be the human pinata at the hands of the press. They are going to slap Donald Trump's man around, his spokesman around, constantly. And it is going to be up to you and me, we the people, to get the media back in check. Now, it isn't going to be easy, and we aren't going to be able to let up. We're going to have to stay at them. And it's up to us to keep that phone number ready, handy, and used at the politicians. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. These guys are not working for us right now. And that's why we have to drain the swamp. And the swamp is full of muck as well. So once we got it drained, we're going to have to dredge it out.
I understand what you're saying, but when you make it about what you feel, then they can attack you.
Well, I am
make it about what's right and wrong.
I'm not a journalist. I am an opinionated talk show host, so that's it.
Well, I know most are, and that's your job. That's your job. But if you make it about what's right and wrong, liberal progressive.
Well, I'm going to defend myself a little bit because I think I do try to do that.
That's fine.
I do try to do that. So.
Like you said, I'm giving you my opinion.
Okay. But is it about you or is it about what's right or wrong? And I'm just saying that in jest. I'm trying to tease you. I appreciate the call, Gary. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question again is, are we going to lose our patience and stop allowing the government, the political arena, these elected politicians to continue to submit burdens unconstitutionally, unnecessarily, upon us, we the people? Are we going to start rising up, losing our patience, and taking back our liberty, standing up for liberty? This article here, you know, if you remember how the press went at George W. Bush. Now, I'm not necessarily a George W. Bush fan. But they went at him and went at him and went at him. And every single day, you had a body count. from the war. As soon as Obama was elected, that stopped. We have lost more now in the war than we did the entire time that Bush was president. But you will not hear the media give one body count. No. Not on a daily basis like they did under George W. Bush. And they are going to go after Donald Trump, which is really an attack on you if you elected him. And they're not going to let up. We know that now. They have not accepted the loss. I told you last week, I saw these two gentlemen, and I'm using that word loosely. They are declared open about being communists. And yet, they hate Donald Trump, I guess because he's a capitalist. But they said he's a racist. Both these men happen to be black. They say he's a racist because of what he said about the Muslims, about the wall, about the border, about the rapists coming across the border, the rapists, the murderers, the thieves. And yet, the cartel on the border, the Mexican cartel on the border, are shooting. They're shooting our federal agents. But we're going to go after Russia for hacking the DNC and exposing their dirty, dastardly deeds. So, it is going to be up to we the people to put a stop to the media and keep them exposed. That's why they hate Trump on Twitter. Can't say that real fast, can you? Trump on Twitter? Twitter is another avenue. Now, I know many of you out there say, I'm not on the internet, Beth Ann. I'm not taking... But you know, that is a part of our lives right now. It's a huge part of our lives. Especially the young people. But even my age, I'm on Twitter. I wouldn't be on Twitter if it wasn't for the show, I'll tell you that. But I'm on Twitter, and you do learn an awful lot. There's a lot of stupid out there, but you do learn an awful lot. And Donald Trump is using Twitter to expose the lies and the ridiculous of the media and the politicians, and he calls them out. You're not going to get the media to cover it, sometimes not even Fox. But if you're on Twitter, you're going to see it. And what is humorous to me, we're getting ready to go into the break. What is humorous to me is when 2012 election was going on, Obama was using Twitter, and they were praising him for that's how he was bringing in the millennials and the young people, and that's how he won the election. And they can't stand it when Donald Trump is on Twitter. You see? You see the difference? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Have you lost your patience? Are you ready to stand up for liberty? Because it's we the people, the Republic. We're the only ones that can get her done. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Costa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
As we have returned, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I'm going to share some things pretty quickly here with you just to show you how important it is that you lose your patience and start standing up for liberty. Start standing up for your family, your community, and the safety of all. We all remember Kate Steinle and how she was shot for no reason by an illegal alien in the state of California where they practice safe housing, where they keep the illegal aliens safe from the feds. But they don't keep their citizens very safe, do they? Well, the Steinle family is going to go ahead and sue the federal government. Now, I hate to hear this because it's so unnecessary. It should be unnecessary. Unfortunately, it becomes us and them when them work for us And now we have to sue them for breaking a contract that we have with them? So the parents of Catherine Steinle, they've received the go-ahead to sue the federal government over Catherine's July 2015 death. She was killed by an illegal alien holding a gun issued to a federal agent. So the U.S. magistrate, Joseph Spiro, said Steinle's parents can sue, but stressed that the suit may be dismissed if there is no evidence that the illegal alien, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, stole the gun from a federal agent. So it's all about the gun and where it came from is what the lawsuit's about. Not about the fact that this man is an illegal alien being allowed to stay there, protected, while he kills citizens. The gun in question came from a car of a federal agent, a car from which the gun was stolen on August 28th of 2015. Breitbart News previously reported that In August of 2015, Breitbart reported that the .40 caliber round that killed Steinle was fired from a Sig Sauer handgun that had been stolen from the Bureau of Land Management agent. However, it appears the case will turn on whether Lopez Sanchez stole the gun himself. Did he directly steal it from the BLM agent? And then we go back and think, why does the Bureau of Land Management need guns? So here we have a citizen, a family, who lost their daughter unnecessarily by an illegal alien, a criminal, being protected, and the only hope they have of suing is if he actually personally stole the gun from the federal agent. It makes very little sense to me that these states and these cities, these sanctuary cities, are allowed to do what they do. And it is going to be a battle. It is going to be a fight. Because Donald Trump says he will end those sanctuary cities. They will either give up federal money, or they will give up those illegal aliens. So we shall see what happens in the future. But this is just another example where the citizens are the least. Do you ever wonder why? When you're the one holding the contract, the Constitution of the United States, and a Bill of Rights, that it is not your rights that are protected, but an illegal alien who has no rights under that Constitution? And who keeps electing these people like Rahm Emanuel and Governor Brown in California and the others? De Blasio, who will do whatever they can to protect a criminal over a U.S. citizen, over a California citizen, over a New York citizen, over an Illinois citizen, and wherever else these sanctuary cities are. Why have you become the least when you are the one in charge? Well, the only reason we can come up with is because we've turned over our power. So it's time to lose your patience and take back liberty. Now, here we go on. This is just another example of stupidity. This is just another example of rhetoric. Blah, 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 blah. Franken calls Senator Franken. He calls for an investigation into the conflicts of interest between Trump's businesses and U.S. foreign policy. Well, now that in and of itself is not a bad idea, is it? Well, you know, they're trying to claim that he's buddy-buddies with Putin. Do you remember when they were having the first few presidential debates and they were disputing Trump? Ah, you don't know Putin. You never knew Putin. And, of course, he finally admitted, well, I just talked to him one time. Or, no, I didn't really know him. You know, da-da-da-da. And now they've got him up buddy-buddies. All because of the DNC. This man was also senator when we sold a fifth of our uranium to Russia. That was under Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, if you remember. But it's really important to know what Trump's up to, isn't it? Do we have such short memories that we can't remember what happened prior to? Do you remember the video that went crazy rapid when President Obama was running in 2012 and how he leaned over with the open mic and told Vladimir Putin, wait till I get elected and then I'll have, you know, more leeway. I'll have a little more freedom after election. What were they talking about? What were they talking about? Well, they seem to have lost the love now because they're enemies now, and we're going to throw down the sanctions and throw down the hammer. But it's okay if the Mexican cartel are shooting our border patrol on the border. That's not an act of war. But to expose Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and how they plotted against Bernie Sanders so that Hillary Clinton would definitely be the nominee for the Democrat Party to run for president, that dastardly deed. Yeah, let's just kind of sweep that under the rug and call the rug the Russians and not look at what was exposed. Let's just look at the Russians because, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. We're not that dumb, are we? And I don't believe we're that blind anymore. I think we're waking up, we the people, and we're losing our patience. But will we stand up for liberty? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410. And we the people, oh yeah, we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking are lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have a caller from Illinois. Is it Jerry?
I'm James.
How are you today?
Good, good. How are you? Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I see a lot of hypocrisy out here now with John McCain and Lindsey Graham keeping up also against Trump. And I don't like him one bit. I even called Lindsey Graham's office the other day and told him, you didn't win, bud. You didn't win. You know, sit down. Get on train, do your job, let's get stuff done here. On the other hand, I don't like, I'm a little sick of hearing President Obama playing the race card and always playing the victim.
Mm.
You know, people are jumping on his train with this anti-American sentiment with, let's not stand for the national anthem, let's not pledge allegiance. I think the average American person's getting sick of it, quite frankly, and, they can't handle a bunch of people running around a mall or one shooter in Fort Lauderdale. I'm not saying nothing, but there's going to be a point in time when the American people start coming out against their protests, against which our president is going to be for everybody in America, not just Obama, for one section of people.
You know, okay? I won't defend Trump and how he worded things sometimes, but I don't see him as coming out for everyone. I really do see that, and I have a problem with others that can't see that. I mean, I don't have a problem with them personally. I have a problem understanding why they refuse to see that.
Right, absolutely. That's what I have a problem with also. And I'm just saying, as Americans, we have an obligation as a citizen of this country to protect this country from foreign and domestic terrorists.
Absolutely,
you know
we
what I'm
do.
Saying? And
absolutely.
To me, I'm considering some of these groups that are marching this that. I consider them a terrorist group.
Well, a lot of our bureaucrats are terrorist groups, too, now.
I understand that.
That's really concerning as well. You know, the fact that the BLM is carrying guns, that bothers me a little bit. The Bureau of Land Management, they got to manage that land, but they got to do it with a gun. So
sure. Well, and you also understand our point when they're shooting down police. Who else is safe?
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I wanted to make a comment on, like, you know, you hear these people out there in Hollywood also about how tolerant all the years Obama was and how tolerant we should be for everything that they do. And now that they lost, they're not tolerant for nothing.
You know, I have written articles before and done commentaries before about they really are. The liberals are not the tolerant. They really are the bullies. And I think we're seeing the bullies right now, and they are desperate bullies. So, and you know what Obama is doing with Putin and some of these other things, it's like the bully on the playground that pushes you down and runs away and hides around the corner.
Sure.
That's what he's getting ready to do. Well, they're talking about him playing a big part. I was going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. He's going to be playing a big part in this administration as far as against this administration once Trump takes over the presidency. He's staying in, Obama's going to be staying in Washington and living there, and he's going to be rallying the Democrat troops and keeping them going. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to see an awful lot of ugly, I'm afraid.
Absolutely. And he stands for everything opposite than what every other president that left office.
Well, definitely our founding fathers, you know, for sure.
Right. Absolutely. It's a shame. Well, listen, I love the show, and I look forward to listening to the rest of the show today, and I'll look forward to tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate the call very much. Thank you so much. Well, he was talking about Lindsey Graham and McCain, and I actually had an article here that I had thought I would share. And you know, how long have these two been in office? You know, I am really kind of, I know I was scolded for using the I word earlier today, but aren't you sick and tired of these guys? These are the rhinos, Lindsey and Graham. I'm sorry, McCain and Graham. They're the muck in the swamp. They've been there a long time, as have some other senators and representatives. So here again, we concentrate on the getaway car of a crime and ignore what took place in the bank. They're concentrating on Russia and ignoring all the crimes, the dastardly deeds, the corruption or the coercion, collusion of the Democrat Party and what they did to get Hillary elected. She didn't break any ceiling. She cheated her way to the top. There's no honor in that. None. But we're going to concentrate on Russia. Ignore the shootings of our federal agents on the border because, you know, that's just, you know, a little gunfire. So Obama, I've got blah, blah, blah. You know, I kind of like that. Blah, blah, blah. Obama came out and he's, you know, given his final address going to. And he gave it a little, you know, little snippets of what he's going to say and why he's going to say it in Chicago. And the running thread through my career has been the notion that when ordinary people get involved, get engaged, and come together in a collective effort, things change for the better. Well, they're not saying that about the election, are they? They don't get any more common than the American voter. And I don't say that in a derogatory way. The American voter, the American worker, is the strength of this nation. And you have been beat up and thrown to the side like a rag doll. You've been called every name in the book. You've been accused of being a racist if you're white, an Uncle Tom if you're black. You know what? Diverse America It is the melting pot of this nation. And all together, we make America great. This media attack and the Democrat attack and some of the rhinos is not going to stop. They're going to direct it at Donald Trump. But make no mistake about it, it is at you. It is at you, the American voter, worker, the common man, the forgotten American. Tomorrow, I was hoping to bring this in this second, but we didn't make it. But are they going to audit the Fed now? I can see some great things happening if those Republicans are really conservative, as they like to claim. I don't believe Trump is necessarily conservative, but I believe he is a businessman. And Rand Paul is going to bring it up again. Are we going to audit the Fed? It's time we did. It's time we lost our patience. It's time we took back liberty. We the people. To bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.